sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the last Sunday after Pentecost, the Reign of Christ, Lections for Proper 34, November 24th, 2024, entitled Belonging to the Truth. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? What have you done? And Jesus replies, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Who rules your life? Because that's the question being asked on the last Sunday of the church year. Who rules your life? And it's not possible for you to answer no one or nothing. That's not one of the possible answers. Because everyone is ruled by someone or something. The political and the religious and the cultural circumstance in which Jesus lived, all of those were complicated. And I won't even begin to go there and or try to pretend that I've ever taken the time to actually sort it all out, because it is complicated. But as I read it, there were at least three primary centers of power. But that really all we need to know is that a claim to kingship threatened them all. The kingdom of Israel represented the unified Judah and Israel, and the expected king would descend from the greatest king they had ever known, David. And he would be a descendant of the house of David. There was also the kingdom of Judah, or Judah as renamed by the Romans as one of their own provinces. Herod was king, but Judea was occupied territory, and Herod had become a client king for the Roman Empire. There were the religious leaders, scribes, Pharisees, chief priests, and those who taught keeping of the religious law. And, of course, the dominating, occupying Roman forces, the military might. The Roman Empire was expanding, and by 100 AD, historians tell us, it would rule most of the Mediterranean region and beyond. Jesus was seen as a threat to all of the interest groups in power. And today we read from the Gospel of John just a clip of the scene where Jesus is brought before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate by name. King Herod and the chief priests had sent Jesus before Pilate, who ruled the province of Judea. Word was out that Jesus was king. Later, in a state execution, the sign over him would read, King of the Jews. 12 tribes of Israel expected the Messiah would be king. Because it's interesting, the title Messiah was only an abbreviated form of the full title, Messiah King. Jesus preached that the kingdom of God was at hand. It's no wonder that those who claimed authority of any kind understood Jesus to be a threat. So who's the boss? We still worry about that even today. When it comes to what I'm allowed to do, what I'm allowed to own, how I spend my time, where I can live, where I can travel, and on and on and on. Who's the boss? And if you haven't asked that question lately, it's one that we all need to ask. Well, many maintain that they have the final say. One fellow I know who had worked for the same employer for over 25 years told me one day that finally he was going to start his own business. Yep, he said, I'm finally going to be my own boss. And a couple of years later, his company on the brink of collapse, I asked him how it was going. And he said he never realized how difficult it was going to be. I traded one boss for 50, he said. I think I'm going to close up shop now. Whether we believe it or not, we all have something or someone who is king in our lives. For many these days, money rules. Every decision based on whether it's profitable for us. Some get caught and become ruled by an addiction. For some, it's food. For others, it's status, recognition, reputation. There are just so many choices. And it seems these days there are even more than there ever was. Who or what rules your life? When a decision needs to be made, what do you consider the most important criteria for that decision? What's ironic is that Jesus and Pilate were talking past one another that day. There was a glaring misunderstanding on the part of his conclusion, that is, making a statement. So, you are a king. And perhaps that debate is fueled by how Jesus replies. Because Jesus says, you say that I am a king. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The issue is not whether or not you and I have a king. The issue is who or what is our king. Who or what rules your life? What drives you? What drives me? To what or to whom do you look to decide what you are really all about? What or who rules your life? And as I mentioned, to answer nothing or no one is not an option. because everybody is ruled. The question is, what rules us? And I think it's sometimes surprisingly easy to answer that question about somebody else. All we need to do is observe how they behave. Often it's more difficult to ask the question of ourselves, at least it is for me, because there are endless choices available to us. In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul puts it like this: let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Jesus was taunted on the cross. Come down from the cross if you are the Messiah. And he could have done that. It was within his power. But he didn't. He took the form of a servant. Jesus wasn't about to wield the power most expected of kings, and really what the disciples often expected of him. Come on, Jesus, show them who you really are. His kingship was of another sort. His kingdom was not of this world. A gentle and loving rule, says the collect today. So if for us Christ reigns, if Jesus is our king, Paul says that means we imitate him. We let the same mind be in us. We are servants. Servants of the king. And servants of the image of the king in one another. The mystery of the kingdom of God, as far as I can tell, is that striving for it in our own lives doesn't restrict us. Christ the King isn't looking to remove our fun. Rather, he's looking to free us in such a way that we can live our lives in the abundance of what's possible. So do we live for the truth? Not my truth or your truth. Not the truth of the news or of any of the many who claim these days to be truth. Do we see that we belong to the truth? Because Jesus said to Pilate, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.